Welcome to another episode of 5-Minute Vocabulary. In this episode, you'll learn new English words and discover how to use them naturally in real-life situations. Today's words describe personality types, influence, trust, and the roles people play in our lives. These are powerful words that can make your communication more precise and expressive. Let's begin. Let's start with the word enigma. An enigma is something or someone that is mysterious and difficult to understand. She remains an enigma to her colleagues. The sudden decision was an enigma. He has always been something of an enigma. It describes mystery that invites curiosity. Next is catalyst. A catalyst is something that causes change or sparks an event. The meeting was a catalyst for new ideas. Her speech acted as a catalyst for reform. That moment became the catalyst for his success. It's the trigger that starts transformation. Now the word, delegate. To delegate means to assign responsibility to someone else. He delegated the task to his assistant. Good leaders know how to delegate. She delegated authority wisely. It's about trust and shared responsibility. The next word is cynic. A cynic is someone who believes that people are motivated mainly by selfish reasons. He's a cynic when it comes to politics. Don't be such a cynic. Not everyone has bad intentions. Her cynical tone revealed disappointment. It reflects doubt about human sincerity. Now let's explore. Benefactor. A benefactor is someone who gives financial or other help to support a cause or person. The school's benefactor funded the new library. She became a benefactor of the arts. They thanked their anonymous benefactor. It describes generosity with impact. Next is advocate. An advocate is someone who publicly supports or defends a cause. She is an advocate for education reform. He advocates for equal opportunities. The organization advocates environmental protection. It's about active support and promotion. And finally, confidant. A confidant is a trusted person you share private thoughts with. She is my closest confidant. He confided in his longtime confidant. Everyone needs a confidant. It's someone who holds your trust. That's all for today's episode. 7 advanced words that help you describe influence, leadership, trust, generosity, skepticism, and mystery, all with clarity and confidence. Try using one of these words in a sentence today. The more you practice advanced vocabulary, the more natural it becomes. Keep practicing, stay curious, and I'll see you in the next episode.